Hey, welcome to the Fart Secret Podcast. I'm your host, Chaden Young, and today we have a special guest, Sully. Sully, it's great to have you on the podcast today. I've spoken to T-Bone and a few other people that you work with. Man, excited to have you on.
Yeah, man, I'm pumped. As a fellow podcaster, like, it's fun to go on, be on other people's podcasts. You know, it's nice not to have to feel like, oh, I gotta be thinking and carrying the conversation. So I'm excited to be here and talk a little shop with you. I love it. So this will be fun.
And I love, I got to mention this, those that can't see, you got that little mic that stretches down. I got the desk mic. And so if I move around too much, it doesn't move with me. I might have to think about getting upgrading.
I feel like Scott Van Pelt, you know, on the late night Sports Center. But well, that's my problem is I'll like move too much. I'll stand up. So I this mic's been good for me.
That's awesome. I'll check it out. We have a large audience that listens to the podcast all over. Why don't you just share a little bit of your background, maybe how you got into dentistry, and then what you're doing? We'll kind of go into the conversation.
Yeah, sweet. Okay, so I'll just kind of jump straight into it. So I graduated 2015 and, you know, I'm a typical millennial, right? Like, that's kind of my claim. It's the Millennials in this podcast. You know, I'm that's kind of been my shtick. And so I came out, went straight into practice with my dad. And my dad really didn't know, like, how it was going to work. He had been by himself for 25 years. So, you know, there was this, like, mentality of, like, well, we have to work together more or less because, like, he's not going to, like, tell me no for a job. But then there's also was this dynamic of, like, well, how do you divide a practice in two when he's in his early 50s? He's not ready to go anywhere. And so there was definitely, like, a little bit of, like, tenseness in that first year. And honestly, what happened, Shane, is we just got exposed to the right people at the right time. I think that will be a theme as we go through this. And so I just got around some people. I started going to CE events. That's something my dad was great at two things. He was always invested in himself, like would always take CE, pay for good CE. Like to this day, like in 2023, he got the most CE hours of any doctor in Tennessee. So like still like getting after it, right?
Very invested, yeah.
And then the second part was he was always invested in technology. And so, like, you know, that to me being a millennial was like, oh yeah, work smarter, not harder. I definitely want to leverage all that stuff. And so we got around some of the right people. That's where I met T-Bone. And we realized that, okay, there's really two options to grow this practice. Option one is we do more of what we're doing, which means we have to see more patients. We have to get more hygienists, which you can't even find those anymore. You know, you have to take more insurance, like all these things that just meant more volume didn't seem very appealing.
Yeah.
And so the opposite route was you do more on the patients you have, right? Or you start going and getting the patients you want. And like that mentality was so, so different than I think the majority of what dentistry was during his career, 90s, 2000s of, if I want to grow, it means I need to grow another hygienist, more chairs. You know, and so like that just didn't seem very appealing. And
more headaches.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what we did. So we basically, the patient base really didn't grow, but we kept adding procedures. And so the practice almost doubled in 2 or 3 years with basically the same amount of patient base by bringing in implants, doing endo, soft tissue grafting, adult aligners, sleep apnea. All these procedures really start help growing our practice.
I got to ask, of all the different kind of niches within inside of there, what do you love? What part of it just gets you excited?
Well, I'm on this podcast, so that will tell you. So, I mean, look, dental implants was and will be like, I owe my career to learning to do dental implants. Like I had no idea how impactful and life-changing it would be, you know, and I started like most people, I started doing the single implant. You know, we do a dental education now at where we teach people how to do it. But at the time we didn't. So I went to Alabama Implant Education, McCracken, those guys down in Birmingham, they're good people. And I learned to place my first couple implants, you know, and came back and one led to two led to three, you know, and again, that going back to that idea of good CE, I think my generation is bad about that, thinking that we can solve every problem by online education. And you just miss out on so much of the goodness that happens in the before the education, the happy hour of the education. Like good CE is just so valuable. And so I just kept trying to level up. And now it's full arches for days, right? And, you know, trying to do more stuff. So Yeah, implant dentistry for me was like the biggest one.
Yeah, it's transformational, right? From not only from the procedure itself, but also from the fulfillment that you get from the patient, right? I mean, there's nothing, talk about, we live in a world of quick fixes. And so having a quick fix that actually is long-term, I mean, it's amazing. And from the patient experience, it's transformational, right?
It is transformational. And like, we joke all the time, like I never got thanked for doing an MOD or a buckle filling. You know, like that wasn't happening.
Lucky you didn't get cussed out, right?
Right. If anything, like their bite ends up being high and now they're pissed because they're hurting.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, that wasn't, you know, I'm sorry about that. But, you know, what happened, Chaden, is we ran into a problem. And I think that this is an epidemic problem in dentistry, in that what dentists, I think, will do is they will invest in some CE and they will try to learn new skills, but then they never take things off their menu. And like, this is like, again, kind of like a very counterintuitive concept to traditional super GP-ness, which is like, I'm going to add. And then the problem with that is you become so busy that your busyness and your success holds you back from, you know, the next thing. And I think this is in any business, right? I'm sure you experience this in your own, you know, your own growth in the practice. That's like, we get something going, but then that success maybe keeps me back from starting the next part of the venture or the next thing that maybe has even a bigger impact or growth. And so, and that's really where I got connected with T-Bone and started hearing this concept of replacing yourself,
mm-hmm.
which again is like counterintuitive, that like, why would I want to replace myself in my business? But I think that was the mentality, was that I started looking at it like a business and not like an employee. And so most dentists think, oh, I've got to do the dentistry, or if I give the dentistry away, then I'm giving like production or money away. And it's like, well, in fact, if I give it away and I have something else I can go do, not only do I grow in what I'm doing, like if I could do an implant instead of a crown, or if I could do a full arch instead of a single implant.
Yeah.
But then I'm also growing my business, because I'm bringing in associate doctors and growing the practice, et cetera. So we went from, you know, over 25 years, my dad,
mm-hmm.
then from 2015 to 2023, we went from that one doctor to six doctors.
Wow. Wow. I think it's super important. And I want to summarize what you just said. A lot of entrepreneurs fall into this, and that is working in your business versus working on your business, right?
Yep. And dentistry is like the epitome of that.
I mean, in the beginning, you have to, right? I mean, you have to. You're the provider.
Yeah. Like the very other jobs is the number one provider, also the owner, also the number one like implementer. Like, yeah, like that is such a weird concept that we, and it's a blessing and a curse, right? Like that's why we're seeing corporate dentistry and group practice thrive,
mm-hmm.
because we're not, generally speaking, entrepreneurs. You know, and so it's easier if I can just be the dentist. But like there's something sweet about our profession, and something very special, that if you can understand to separate that mindset of like, hey, I'm going to be this time of the day, I'm Sully LLC owner.
Yeah.
And then I got to check that hat in and put on the Sully employee, go make my money with my hands, kind of the dentist LLC.
Yeah.
That mentality is really helpful for dentists to learn, I think.
So you got connected with T-Bone, and
yep.
Talk and share just the emergence, I'll say, of 3D dentistry or 3D and what you guys are doing over there. And talk to me maybe a little bit about the beginning stages and maybe some vision and goals that you guys had and kind of how that's evolved.
Yeah. So this is kind of fun. So So T-Bone had started 3D Dentist back in 2013, and he's been around in dental education since really early 2000, when him and Samir Puri started the Dental Town meeting, the Townie meeting.
Mm-hmm.
They actually started that and then ran it for a couple years. And then after that, he got involved with Sirona and started 3D Dentist and doing some cone beam CT training and beginner implant training. So that's kind of where 3D Dentist started. It was very clinical based, and we're still a clinical based education company.
Yeah.
But right around 2017, 2018, that's when we were really starting to see a lot of that kind of just big growth in our practice. And I attribute it to, I had just gotten around, started getting around T-Bone, I had started my podcast and I was starting to get some invitation into circles of rooms that I didn't really have any business being in.
Okay.
Like I would show up and I would be in this room for like this like mastermind meet weekend of just like kind of, you know, brain trust.
Mm-hmm.
And I would look over and I'm like, super successful dentist, super successful dentist, super successful dentist. And like a lot of these names, like people would recognize. And I'm like, I'm the youngest. I have no business being in this room. Like that's literally what I was thinking.
Yeah. You're the new guy on the block. Are you, these are a bunch of veterans and you're the rookie in the room, right?
Yeah. Like I think one of the, like, this was like a speaker's thing. So they were like going around the room talking about like, it was like dental education, right? And so like, they were talking about like how much they had made and done the previous year. And like, some of these people were like, it's full-time careers. And they get to me and I'm like, oh, I got paid $500 for a dinner event last year.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, like it was funny. So during that like 12-month span from like middle 2017 to 2018, I really realized that the sum of my success was that I stood on my dad's shoulders clinically and that I had all his experience that I was leaning into. And then I was leaning all into T-Bone's experience and the business entrepreneurial side. So I was getting poured in both areas, and that really produced, again, it's the right timing in the right place with the right mentors. And it's like, well, if you're getting clinical excellence and you're getting business excellence, like that is very, very hard to compete with. Like, and so that was the growth we were having. So, and then come to 2019, I was like, T-Bone, we should start like a mastermind program for dentists. Like, what if we did a young program for dentists? Originally, we called it the Millennial Mastermind. It was like you had to be in your first 5 years out of school, whatever. That was like the concept. Because I was like, if dentists can be surrounded by other dentists that are moving and shaking and wanting to be successful, that dynamic is almost unstoppable. You know, that accountability, that way of thinking. And most of us don't have that in our areas because there's just a normal, natural competition with the dentist down the road that I don't want to share trade secrets, marketing strategies, you know, yada, yada, yada. And so now I'm getting to hang out with doctors in, okay, I'm in Tennessee, Minnesota, Georgia, Florida, Oklahoma, California. And there's not that, it's more of a sense of family and community and not a sense of like competitive dentist study club in your area, if that makes sense.
No, that makes a lot of sense. And I think that what you summarized right there between your dad and T-Bone and what you were able to kind of bring together, and then now what you guys have created with 3D, it's actually interesting. There's a saying in Spanish and it translates over pretty well, but it basically is you're a sum of the people that you hang out with.
Yeah. I love that saying. Yeah.
That is exactly, I mean, that's what you've created on the mastermind side of things. And I mean, you were the first. You were the first product of that, right? Between what you did. And then now you guys have made that replicatable. And talk to me, tell me just like, if I'm a new dentist or even a dentist that's been around for a while, and I'm just like, I'm burnt out, I'm stressed, which is very common. I just talked about this on another podcast about, you know, suicide rates. And I can appreciate that because of my military background, but How do you guys work and support with practices that come all shapes and sizes? Talk to me, just what does that look like for you guys?
Yeah, so you know, like I said, the program kind of started one way. I mean, we literally were like, the first weekend in 2019, we all stayed in his house, like on air mattresses. Like
nice.
it wasn't sustainable long term for it to be that way, but like it was cool, Chayden, in that moment of like this organic nature. But what it hasn't changed over the years is, one is, now we work with dentists kind of all sizes and timings and ages, is that the common theme that we see in the program or the doctors that come are they're doctors who are, they're already successful more or less,
mm-hmm.
meaning they've gotten out, they're doing well, yet they're like, man, I am exhausted. I'm a little burnt out. I have a great skill set, yet I'm still not doing most of the dentistry I want to do, or I'm not doing enough of it. And so, you know, you have these highly talented doctors that are still doing relatively dental school dentistry, and they're running around with a chicken like their head cut off with two or three operatories.
Yeah.
And it's just exhausting. Yet they're successful, right? Like they hit good numbers, all these things, but it's like that's not sustainable. And so really the core of Mastermind is to bring people together to challenge the traditional way of thinking, to slow people down, to do more of the dentistry that they want to do and help them build a dental business, not a dental job.
I appreciate what you said right there. Challenge the way that they're thinking. It's so often for us to be able to focus on, all right, I've been doing this. My growth or my success has been founded upon X, Y, or Z. So the only way for me to grow is to continue X, Y, or Z, add another chair, add another assistant, so on and so forth. And it's like, no, you need to reshape your paradigm, as they say, and let's have another look at this from a different angle.
It is so hard. Number one hardest part of the program is when dentists recognize that what got them there won't get them where they want to go. Like, it is a very, very, like, you're telling me all the blood, sweat, and tears and hustle that made me successful is the one thing that's going to keep me from, like, this holy grail of even more success.
Yeah.
And that's hard to swallow.
I got to repeat that. And I'm going to put it in first person. What got you there is not going to get you where you want to go. I mean, that's powerful. That's really powerful.
It doesn't mean it's wrong. It doesn't mean that the timing's not right. It's a natural reality of growth. Mm-hmm. And so that's what we try to do. We try to kind of, and it's not cookie cutter. Like, we have fundamentals and things that we follow, but, like, it's very, ultimately it's about, you know, helping the dentist design the vision of what their practice wants to be. You know, for me, honestly, I'm so grateful because I'm at a position now where I've got a kindergartner that I get to drop off every day. I can pick him up at school every day. You know, my hours went at one point when I was in the grind and all that, like the hustle stage was, you know, 7 to 4:30, 7 to 5, Monday through Thursday. But Friday I'm working on the admin stuff. Like, that probably sounds familiar to a lot of people.
Yeah.
And now, you know, we've got 4 associates between, and then my dad and I, you know, they keep the ship running. They keep, I don't really check hygiene. I do the dentistry I want to do. You know, I was in Miami on Monday hanging out at the beach, you know, and then didn't work. You know, it's just, like I said, I get to do things that I didn't think I got to do. I get to be, and the biggest for me is being able to be involved in my kids' lives and, you know, and do that stuff at this point in my career. And so I'm grateful because on the flip side, I had watched my dad for his entire career say things like, and again, these will probably resonate with dentists. Oh, I can't take vacation in December because that's the busiest time of the year, right? Because insurance is going to be paying and we got to get while the getting's good. You know, some of these just fallacies that really held him into a hamster wheel way of practicing. And that, I think, is the kind of the unique thing that we do is we help dentists get off the hamster wheel, maintain productivity and profitability, and just take back their practice to enjoy what they do.
And I think I'd probably venture to say for you, and I'll add something on there for you. And that is, I mean, you get to focus on your family, which, I mean, for me, family is like, that's the number one thing, right? You get to focus on yourself, growing and developing yourself, which is super important, which also includes, and I'll include the business in that. And then the third aspect is focusing on helping other people. It's so important to be able to give back and be able to help other people that are coming up, be able to, you know, overcome some of the challenges and obstacles that, I mean, frankly, you faced yourself, you know, not even that long ago.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, we mentioned earlier what it's like to get to treat a patient and see them walk in one day with, you know, lack of confidence, broken down, hurting, tears. And then the next day, you know, or that same day later that day, walk out with something totally brand new and like a new chapter on life. And like, that's rewarding. But honestly, like, what I've found is as rewarding as that is, like, helping a dentist remove the ceiling of what they thought was possible within their career and learn to place their first implant. Like, it's cool now because we've had dentists come through our beginner implant program who now have gone through our full arch program and who are now, you know, going from, I never thought I would place implants to doing like these full arch, you know, hybrids with digital workflows. And like, to me, that is like, It's kind of like the saying, like, you can learn to catch a fish, or if you can teach a man to fish, like, how much more impactful that is. And like, that's kind of what I look at it now. I'm like, why do I want to have any more time doing the dentistry when I just want to help people learn that they could do the dentistry, you know?
Absolutely. And I know, I mean, I'm going to put in just a little, if you haven't listened to Adam's story, go back and listen to that episode with Adam Fraunfelter, because he talks about that. He talks about how when he came out to see you guys the very first time, and it was his wife that encouraged him to come, he didn't even want to come. And
he was ticked.
He was upset. He didn't want to go. I mean, he was burnt out, and he went to your guys' meeting, and I forget this specific moment, but it clicked in his mind that he needed to do something different. And it was all just 100% based on the conversations that were happening, the speakers that you guys had. And so let me follow up with, you know, there are a lot of mastermind groups, right? I mean, dentistry, there's a lot of, I'll call it support. I'll use that term very lightly, but there's a lot of support that's out there. And so as somebody is looking for a group that can help and assist them, what do you think are things that they should be looking for? And then maybe even talk about some of the things that, you know, I'll let you give a plug for 3D and what you guys do, how you guys do things and do things differently than other groups that are out there.
Well, gosh, that's a great question. And honestly, I think it's a question that people need to ask more often. And like, I like to phrase this as like, what problem am I trying to solve? And so like, if you're a dentist out there and you're like considering anything, you're considering new technology, you're considering a marketing company, you're considering a CE, the question you got to ask is, what problem am I trying to solve? Because there's so many people out there whose job it is to tell you what you should buy, right? Yeah. Like our industry is also built around a lot of sales and that sort of thing. And so like, you got to look at this from a standpoint of like, what is it truly going to help me? Now, I think what makes us unique or special, or I think what Click with Adam is part of it is like, there's just, and you kind of touched on it with the mental health aspect of it. We just need community. So I think what's unique about our group is because we meet in person three different times throughout the 6-month process, that you really do gain a different level of accountability and friendships. And that creates a natural, healthy level of competition too, which we need, because again, most people that listen to podcasts, most people out there, you're already ahead of the curve, most likely. Like, I hated being compared to my dental school classmates, because people would be like, oh, well, look where you're at. And I'm like, yeah, but why does that have to be my bar, right?
Yeah.
And so it's so healthy to get around people so you can kind of see what's possible or see what other people are doing. You know, I think what's unique about T-Bone and I relative to other type of coaching and consultants is that we're practicing dentists.
Yeah.
Like, everything that I tell you and help someone learn or try to get them to see is something that I've done. I've messed it up. I've screwed it up twice over. I figured it out. And like, it actually like is, it's working and I'm doing it. And and one of the things that we do in the first 6 months of the program is everybody flies to Nashville to my office. And we do like a 2-day basically in the kitchen where you kind of come into my kitchen and you see how we cook, right? Like, it's not like it. And it's so easy in this day and age for you to see my Instagram and be like, oh, Sully does this or Sully does that, or X, Y, or Z trainer is amazing. Like, look at this work. It's another thing to come in and like, see how my associate's doing it, my team's doing it. Like, do we really practice what we preach? And that to me is what makes us unique, is both of us are practicing, both of us live it, eat it and breathe it day in and day out. And that to me, I think, is important.
Yeah. And I think that if I could summarize those into two things. Number one, the culture. The culture of the group, especially in like a mastermind group, I mean, it is
right.
It is so important. You need to align yourself with the people that align with your goals, with your values. I mean, there are a lot of groups out there and your values have to align. And we had a conversation before we jumped on for the recording. And I talked about just cultural fits and that aspect, and like, that has to align, right? And then the second aspect of that is practice what you preach. So same thing over here on my side, on the marketing side. You know, I talk to people all the time. They're like, yeah, I'm talking to XYZ marketing. And it's like, well, have they ever been in an office? Have they ever done calls? Have they ever done treatment coordination?
Yeah.
Do they actually know that this process? I mean, I get it on the ad side of things. I understand that. But there's one thing from running ads to getting in the office, and back to your point of, you know, actually flying out there to Tennessee and sitting down, seeing your associates, seeing your staff, and seeing that, hey, this guy's not just, he's not just saying this, he's actually putting it into practice. And no pun intended, you know, in the office itself, they're happy. And I've never been to your office, but I would venture to say that your team's probably pretty happy, and they're probably pretty fulfilled, I should say, with what you guys are doing over there because of the type of dentistry and the goals that you guys are setting and all of that.
No, absolutely. And two things I'll add to that, Jaden. One is that you got to realize that, like, what we post on Facebook and what we post on Instagram is, like, everything is such a snapshot of someone's viewpoint. And so, like, if I could give advice to somebody, it's I may not be the right fit for a lot of people, because you may come see me and see how I practice and see the way we do things and be like, well, if you don't want that, then don't listen to me. You know what I'm saying? Because there's a lot of ways to be successful. It's,
for sure.
Like, it's not our way or another way. Mm-hmm. It's a matter of, like, finding, and I think that's honestly, gosh, that's another, like, key point. Just in retrospect, what I did well was I just laser focused in on, like, one guy, really. Like, I saw T-Bone. I saw that he was doing things that I wanted to do. And then I was like, why would I reinvent the wheel? Why don't I just listen? And I think we get so, we're like a fish, you know, that catches a new shiny object.
Yeah.
And so we're constantly trying to search for this, like, silver bullet, and we just don't want to dedicate to a pathway or to a workflow that can lead us to success. And so it may not be us, but if you find somebody and you're like, hey, I want to practice like that person, then run after them. But you need to kind of fact check a little bit of, do they fit the culture that I want to have, the type of practice that I want to have, the type of dentistry that I want to do? Like, all those things matter when you're choosing who you want to follow and learn from, et cetera.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And I think it's also important to point out that, although I know that you and T-Bone are leading a lot of things over there, there are a lot of other very, very good doctors who are,
oh, absolutely,
who are not Sully, who are not T-Bone, who can offer, frankly, who have gone through and have a lot of experience now. And I'll just reference Adam again, but I mean, talk about a guy who's been around the block and now knows, and I mean, can help other doctors and practice owners. And especially, you know, what you mentioned earlier about getting out, you know, we live in such a digital world. You can do it online now. And so getting out and actually interacting and finding the type of people that just vibe with you, and I'll say vibe, that mesh with the type of personality that you are. And I think it's important to just note that it's not just the meshing, but somebody that's going to challenge you, right? Somebody that's going to say, no, Sully, like, this was said to Adam, you're an idiot. You need to keep going and, like, don't stop. Right. And so,
yeah, I mean, look, we're a frank group of people, honestly. And you're going with the T-Bone's, like, if you're going to pay us a bunch of money, you better believe we're going to shoot you straight. Like, so logistically how this works, right, is, so doctors come, we start programs in July and January, and then they run 6 months. And so we meet for 3 days in the beginning, we meet for 2 days in the middle at my office, and we meet 3 days again in North Carolina at the retreat. And the retreat's really cool because it's like a stay and learn. So everybody stays on site. We have a big house that can house and accommodate everybody. And so it's a cool experience because when you get there to when you leave, from breakfast to dinner to cocktails and everything in between, it's learning about each other, building community, and doing dentistry. And then at that point, kind of what you alluded to is people can choose to continue on. And so we now have between 60 and 70 different offices that are in our advanced program that are super connected, that come and support and interact and are there. Adam is one of those offices. And so, yeah, it's been really, really cool to see how something that started us in air mattresses in T-Bone's house and, you know, 6 years ago has now become a really, really cool, you know, program that we have. That's honestly, it's been great because it's been able to change a lot of people, including, you know, myself. So,
you know, our vision as an organization is to transform the lives of our partners and the patients they serve. And I mean, you're literally doing that. You're helping these practice owners do that. And especially in a world where it feels like now, and I forget the saying that T-Bone has when he does his little intro to his podcast, but it feels like now that as a dentist, you really only have two options, which is frankly, it's not true. You either are going to stay small and eventually be gobbled up, or you're going to sell to a DSO. And it's like, no, there's still a path for success for a single location practice owner.
Absolutely.
Who wants to have a good life, who wants to be able to raise their family and wants to be able to give back to their community. It's still alive. It's still thriving. It's not just, and it frankly, and correct me on this if you disagree, but it doesn't matter where you're at in the US, you can achieve that.
No, you absolutely can. It's harder in California. It's definitely expensive.
We don't want,
over there.
We'll leave California on the side.
Maybe California out of it. No, we do. I mean, like, that's kind of what's been fun for me is like, we work with dentists from California to Washington, Seattle to middle of nowhere, Minnesota, rural. I mean, Evansville, Indiana's Adam, right? You know, Texas, Tennessee. So it's just, yeah, I think that is the unique thing is business is business is business. That's what I've learned through this process. And then learning, you know, I think everybody wants to treat people well, but that can't be enough today. Like, I do think that's true, you know, because I think everybody thinks they do that. And so you've got to find ways to continue to compound and build and grow. And my encouragement for those listening today would be to just really take into that, is my busyness holding back my business? Like, is the success that got me here, is that what's holding me back from the next step? And if that resonates with you, then, you know, we'd love to talk more.
Well, I mean, tell people where they can find you guys. Where can they at least just get some basic information if they're interested in just finding out, or they want to have a more in-depth conversation?
Yeah. So the best place to connect, honestly, is we did something last year was a big year for us, Chad. We created our own app. So it was an undertaking, as you can imagine. I thought it'd be much easier to create an app, but it's not. So anyways, we have an app called 3D Dentist App, a really, really, you know, unique name there. But you can go on Android Store, Apple Store, just search 3D Dentists. You can download the app. It's free to sign up. We have over 1,000 people on there, so you'll get a taste very quickly of the community and the people. There's no Facebook drama and people saying like, "Oh, that sucks," or like, you know, some of that stuff. Like, it's really neat. And then there's online content is there. We host free webinars and that sort of thing on the app, and so it's a great way to get connected. And then if you're someone that's like, "Hey, I really am kind of interested in hearing more about some of your programs or the mastermind program specifically," the best way to do it is to reach out to Meredith. Meredith runs 3D Dentists, and her email is meredith@3d-dentists.com. And that's definitely the best way to kind of connect, and she can kind of give you the whole lowdown and that stuff as well.
The whole overview, everything that you guys do, all the training and all of that. So, well, Sully, it was awesome. Do you want to share any of your personal, your podcast or anything if someone wants to follow you?
Please
share that.
Sure. So if you enjoy this, you probably like my podcast too. So check it out. The Millennial Dentist Podcast. I mean, I'm obviously biased, but I think it's the greatest podcast in dentistry, Chayden. No offense.
No, you're none taken.
But no, we've been doing episodes since 2017. So it's been fun. It's been a ride. And you can follow me on Instagram at Millennial Dentist, 2 L's and 2 N's. Millennials can't spell millennial. Classic.
Yeah, classic.
But that's me.
Well, so it was great to connect with you. Great to have you on the podcast. I think, man, we've covered a lot of insights and just a lot of things that I think a lot of practice owners are going through right now. And so if you like this podcast, feel free to share it, subscribe to it, let your colleagues know, because, I mean, you never know what somebody's going through. But until next time, let's continue to transform lives. Thank you.